1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump addressed the UN General Assembly today and lashed out at the world body, which he says has done nothing to assist him in ending wars.
It's too bad that I had to do these things instead of the United Nations doing them. And sadly, in all cases, the United Nations did not even try to help in any of them.
Earlier, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned leaders the world has entered an age of relentless human suffering.
The principles of the United Nations that you have established are under siege.
Health experts like Dr. Stephen Fleischman reacting to the president's claims yesterday that the active ingredient in Tylenol could contribute to autism.
I think we were hoping that maybe there was some new information that they had that they were revealing to the public. But really, they just reinterpreted old data and decided to make this change.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shali Pittman filling in for Melissa Kay. Several Wisconsin County sheriffs are being sued by the ACLU of Wisconsin for cooperating with ICE. Civic Media's Isabella Nieto reports.
The ACLU of Wisconsin announced last week that it has filed a petition on behalf of immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. According to a statement, the group is asking the state Supreme Court to make it illegal for Wisconsin jails to honor voluntary requests from ICE to hold individuals for an additional 48 hours after they should have been released. This additional hold allows ICE to take custody of and deport them. If the lawsuit is successful, Wisconsin local and state law enforcement would not be able to hold anyone in jail beyond their release dates. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
And a UW-Madison professor testified to Congress about nuclear fusion last week. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The House Science Committee's Energy Subcommittee held a hearing last week about the future of fusion, and one of four witnesses was Stephanie Deem, who's conducting experiments at UW-Madison to make fusion power easier and less expensive.
Fusion is a dense, virtually limitless source of power derived from hydrogen that could radically transform humanity. Fusion, the process that powers the sun, occurs when light elements are forced together and combined under extreme conditions, releasing vast amounts of energy. On Earth, we use magnetic bottles or powerful lasers to create these fusion conditions. Fusion gives us hope.
Lawmakers on the subcommittee say it could be the future of energy in America. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And I'm Shali Pittman for WIRI and WFHR News. For news anytime, visit WFHR.com and WIRI.fm.
The crew and the Padres tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it'll be another late night on the West Coast for the Brewers as they take on the Padres for game two of their three-game series at San Diego's Petco Park. The Padres right-hander, Randy Vasquez, on the mound for San Diego against lefty Bruce Zimmerman, getting his first start for the Brewers. Game one finished after midnight here as the Padres won 5-4 thanks to a walk-off RBI single from Freddie Freeman in the bottom of the 11th. That clinched the spot in the playoffs for the Padres. They're fourth in the last six seasons. The game ending past manager Pat Murphy's bedtime.
Good baseball game. You know, pleased with our guys. They came out to play hard, and they played hard the whole way. Padres got a really good team, and they were resilient, and give them credit.
NFL, the Packers face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb now out a month after suffering a high ankle sprain in their loss to the Bears in Chicago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A good-looking afternoon with partly sunny skies, high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, some patchy fog developing late with a low near 53. On your Wednesday, after some early morning patchy fog, partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 71.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is rich, R-I-C-H, rich. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, we can't read a deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Dr. Kristen Lierley, who joins me in studio. Then Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin talks about fall events. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. In Sweden, they have a national healthcare system. So everybody's in, and the system has the records of every person in the country. And so they're able to look at, and by the way, this has been the case for decades. And so they're able to look at epidemiological information and, you know, draw reasonable conclusions. Kennedy is saying that acetaminophen, Tylenol, when taken during pregnancy, can cause autism. And he's pointing to a couple of studies that suggest that, you know, some women who took Tylenol during their pregnancies had children who were autistic. But the studies are small, they're flawed, and they don't account for variations in the age of the people. I mean, it is, for example, an older woman who is perhaps more likely to produce an autistic child. We don't know, but I mean, you know, we know with Down syndrome, there's kind of an association. I think that might actually be the man, but whatever. You know, there's an age factor. Is it that, well, there could be all kinds of variables, and they're not controlled for. So what Sweden did was they looked at either 2.3 or 3.2 million children over a, you know, 20, 30, 40 year period, over a long period, a period of multiple decades. And they looked at vaccines and the use of Tylenol during pregnancy and autism. And what they found was that they could identify no relationship at all once they had factored for things like age and illness and genetics and stuff like that. They could find no association whatsoever between children getting vaccinated, and their vaccine schedules are very similar to ours, and producing autism, or moms taking Tylenol producing autism. It's the largest study in the world. It's comprehensive, it's complete, it's well-published, it's peer-reviewed, it's been analyzed by countries and scientists all over the world. Any scientist, anybody who knows anything about vaccines can tell you all about this. This is not some, you know, secret thing. And yet, yesterday we had Donald Trump and Bob Kennedy standing up there going, well, you shouldn't take, you know, we got a study here that says that if you take Tylenol while you're pregnant, you're going to have an autistic child. No, this study is a bad study. And, you know, it's just there's no other way to say it. Look at the Swedish study. You can Google it. Like I said, it's not a secret. And what is this going to do? It's number one, it's going to cause a lot of pregnant women to say, oh, I shouldn't take Tylenol. Well, I think I'll take Advil. You know, ibuprofen, or I'll take aspirin, acetic acid. And what happens when you take those things? Well, you bleed more easily, which is a real risk factor for women who are pregnant. And so what you're going to see is you're going to see more women bleeding out. You're going to see more women, you know, miscarrying.
you're going to see, you know, you're going to see real problems. Or you're going to have women who are in extreme pain and they're not taking anything. And, you know, if a pregnant mother is in pain, her body is producing cortisol. It's a response. It's a stress. Pain is stress. And the body produces cortisol in response to stress. And we know, Joseph Chilton Pierce wrote a book about this called Magical Child. It was published a couple of decades ago. He's the guy who wrote The Crack in the Cosmic Egg, if those of you old enough to remember that New York Times bestseller from the 1960s. And I wrote the foreword to Joseph Chilton's book, Crack in the Cosmic Egg, which, you know, you can still find on Amazon and well, any bookstore. And when he wrote Magical Child, it was all about how the studies that showed that mothers who were exposed to stress during pregnancy, and the main stressor that they were looking at was war, but mothers who were experiencing stress during pregnancy produced children who were more physical and less intellectual. And it just makes a certain amount of sense. It's like the baby is constantly interrogating the mom via the blood supply, you know, via the placenta. You know, am I going to be birthed into a safe world or an unsafe world? And if it's a safe world, then what happens is the forebrain develops better. You know, the part of the brain that is involved in our thinking and our inhibition and our ability to make decisions and analyze situations and things like that. You know, the front half of the brain, essentially. On the other hand, if the message that the baby gets from mom is the world is going to be a dangerous place that you're going to be born into, then the baby, the fetus, the brain development is focused less on the forebrain and more on the hindbrain, on essentially the brainstem, on the fight and flight part of the brain. And so what they found with these studies was that mothers who lived through war, whose babies, you know, whose entire pregnancy was experiencing stress, were producing babies that were more physical, more prone to violence, more prone to, you know, quick temper and less intellectual. Whereas the mothers who were, you know, had safe pregnancies where they did not experience stress, produced babies that were more thoughtful, you know, young produced human beings who were more thoughtful, more intellectual, you know, more cerebral and less inclined to be violent or physical. Now, obviously, there's a whole bunch of variables in there, including genetics and, you know, is this an ectomorph or mesomorph or endomorph or what, you know, all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is that science is pretty settled. It's why everybody talks about cortisol. So what happens to a woman who's in pain during her pregnancy? Her body is producing cortisol in response to the pain. It's the same thing as if there's a war going on around there. It's going to alter the child's outcome. So this could be extremely destructive. This is why you don't hire a heroin addict, sex addict lawyer to be in charge of your nation's public health. And you don't have a real estate developer going on TV giving medical advice to pregnant women. But that's what we've got right now. And I'm really concerned that this is going to do some serious damage. I mean, we're already seeing it, right? We've got, because, you know, half of it was the Tylenol, the other half of it was the vaccines producing autism, which is, again, the Swedish study debunked that too. And yet, here we are. Right. And I mean, those stories have been around for so long and they have seemed so credible. I mean, you know, when our I don't want to get into the personal stories, but this is dangerous stuff. And you need to be telling your friends and neighbors that, you know, what I just shared with you, that this is dangerous stuff, that if they know a woman who's pregnant, listen to your doctor, not to a heroin addict lawyer who's running the CDC now, or this real estate developer who's sitting in the White House. Listen to your doctor. It's just that simple. Meanwhile, the Stockholm Environment Institute has released its production gap report. This is one of the kind of gold standard national reports that gets into, are we going to have, you know, a safe planet or not when we're all done with this? And they note that governments plan to produce 120% of the volume of fossil fuels in 2030 that would be consistent to limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, and 77%, excuse me, more than would be consistent with 2 degrees Celsius. And, you know, before they were saying 1.5 degrees Celsius is going to be the tipping point where you start seeing really severe weather. Well, we're there. And we're seeing really severe weather. We're seeing droughts. We're seeing wildfires. We're seeing, you know, these massive, you know, mile-long tornadoes, derechos or whatever, derechos. Somebody sent me a pronouncer an email the other day, but I, you know, didn't stick, I guess. But, you know, tornadoes, hurricanes, they're all getting amped up. You got, you know, heat deaths in Europe. You've got, you know, it's just like the weather has gone nuts. Why? Because of fossil fuel pollution. And then Trump goes before the United Nations today and says it's a hoax. It's a hoax. Only three countries, Norway, the UK, and Australia, currently have plans to reduce gas and oil production by 2030. And 11 countries, including the U.S., Germany, and Saudi Arabia, are planning for higher production of fossil fuels. This is a quote from the report. Trump is fulfilling his dream of petrostate authoritarianism backed by oil and gas billionaires. Unless we fight to stop it, the whole world is going to pay the price. Actually, that's not a quote from the report. It's a quote from one of the guys who issued the report. Gene Hsu, director of the Energy Justice Program at the Center for Biological Diversity, adds, quote, well, yeah, that's the quote that I just read you. I'm sorry. So, you know, here we are. What are we going to do about this? Well, you know, I guess we're at the point now. I've always said, you know, yes, individual actions are great. You know, do whatever you can. Turn off the lights, right? Turn down the thermostat. But the really important stuff is government action, because that's the leverage. That's where the big stuff happens. And here we've got Trump trying to reverse that. Good news, one court just this week blocked Trump's efforts to destroy a windmill project off the east coast of the United States. But it's going to be a battle.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour. Hey, you want to know if people are hungry in America? Trump isn't going to tell you. I'll tell you about that right after the break, and I'll pick up your call. Stay with us. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free civic media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day?
because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
First they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, no one left to speak for me.
If we stay silent, the darkness will spread, turning neighbor foe, filling hearts with dread. It's our time to rise, it's our time to fight for justice, for freedom, to stand in the light.
That's 2 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Or 23 minutes past the hour, excuse me. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture for 30 years or longer has been producing this annual report on hunger in America. It's been used by lawmakers to determine funding, administration, the efficiency of federal, state, and local programs. It helps organizations and nonprofits that are trying to help out with food assistance and things like that. Food banks use this data to determine what areas in their community need help the most. School districts and universities use it to assess, which students may be lacking in basic needs, especially as higher food insecurity levels are associated with lower levels of graduating college. This all from Grace Sagers over at the New Republic today. The headline, the latest casualty of Trump's war on data is a critical hunger report. So every year for, like I said, at least three decades, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has been producing this report on hunger in America. They announced this week that, it was Saturday, they announced that they're no longer going to be providing these reports. They called them redundant, costly, politicized, extraneous, that do nothing more than fearmonger. So Trump's new shtick is going to be hunger in America? There's no hunger in America. So let's get rid of the food stamps. Of course, that's part of the big, beautiful bill, is reducing food stamp, making it much, much harder to get food stamps and reducing the food stamp benefit, along with, cutting Medicaid and ultimately Medicare because of PAYGO. So how's that going to work for them? Well, it may work out just fine, because if you don't know about a problem, how can you get upset about it? Or, you know, it's, wow, it's just incredible. So what's on your mind today? Billy in Wimberley, Texas. Hey, Billy, what's up?
Well, how you doing, Tom?
Fine, thank you.
Listen, I was listening to you at the beginning of your show. You were talking about the schism between the Democrats and the Republicans. And I don't know a lot of people who wouldn't agree with that part. But especially in the light of what's been going on the last couple of weeks, it's not about that, Tom. It's not about Republicans versus Democrats. It's about evil versus good. That's what it's about. It's
so a, are you talking about Trump murdering people on the high seas without any provocation? I think that's pretty evil. Is that what you're talking about?
And that's not what he's doing.
Are you talking about the Trump administration hiding the Epstein information? Because I think, you know, attacking, raping young girls is pretty evil. Is that what you're talking
about? That's sophistry.
Are you talking about, Billy, are you talking about the Big Beautiful Bill's plan to eliminate Medicaid for some 17 million people so that they won't have health care? That seems evil to me.
Tom, I'm talking about the truth versus lies. And those last three things you mentioned are all lies. They're all sophistry. You're smart enough to know that
what
it is.
You don't think those things are true?
I don't think it's murder to kill somebody who's at war with your country. I don't think the
I agree with you on that, Billy, but when did we declare war on Venezuela?
We declared war on the drug cartels, and we've
You can't
made it
declare
clear.
War on a cartel. You declare war on countries.
Why the hell can't you?
It's rhetorical. It's just, as you said, it's sophistry.
Well, like I said, Tom, let me back up just a second. It's between good and evil. And it's quite clear that the evil things are being done by the left. We'll take Charlie Cook's assassination for a moment. That guy, you know, the Kimmel comes out and says, well, it was a MAGA.
According to the FBI, they can't find any connection between him and any left-wing organizations, Billy.
Except what he said.
No, he said nothing about left-wingers. He just said he was opposed to hate. Now, if that's left-wing, I'll buy that. But, you know, I thought right-wingers were opposed to hate, too, Billy. Billy, I'm out of time. I'm sorry. But thank you for the call. It's always good hearing from you. We'll be back. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Jimmy Kimmel's back on the air. We'll explain what it means for free speech here in Wisconsin. And Badger football head coach Luke Fickell under fire. We'll discuss your chance to win green and gold tickets in Green Bay. Continue.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Sholly Pittman filling in for Melissa Kay. While the federal ERA has yet to be ratified, a Wisconsin amendment has been introduced in Madison. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports.
Two Wisconsin lawmakers introduced the Wisconsin Equal Rights Amendment to the legislature on Monday. Co-authored by Democratic Representative Breanne Brown of Whitewater and Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee, the ERA reads, equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by this state or by any political subdivision of the state on account of sex, gender identity, race, color, sexual orientation, disability, religion, national origin, marital status, family status, age, ancestry, or any other immutable characteristic. At a press conference about the Wisconsin ERA, the Appleton area now chapter president Irene Strobin said that the state ERA is more comprehensive than the federal amendment. Several individuals emphasized the importance of the bill, not only for women, but also for minorities. Sarah Long Radolph said, as a black woman, she has seen the need for an ERA firsthand while working as a single mother in the Fox Valley.
I was a woman making less money while doing the same job as my male counterparts.
The youngest of the speakers was 14-year-old Tova Levine. She said an ERA is crucial for today's children.
Every single child deserves this.
The Equal Rights Amendment for the Wisconsin Constitution must be approved in two consecutive legislative sessions before it can be put before the voters on a ballot. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A good-looking afternoon with partly sunny skies, high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, some patchy fog developing late with a low near 53. On your Wednesday, after some early morning patchy fog, partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Currently, it's 73.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is rich, R-I-C-H, rich. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
Pat Kreitlow.
We have our weekly homeroom segment on Wednesday mornings at 7:35. Tomorrow, our guest is the State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Jill Underley.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Well, this is all too familiar to me. You know, you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people who are sick, Or you could open your medical emergency kit like mine. Just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throats, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. And I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out to get that $45 discount. urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
On a solemn vow, Trump signed the pardons, they're free somehow. Ones who stormed where the nation meets now walk away from their crimes complete. Heroes, he said, who stood for the cause as they shattered the walls of our nation's laws, turning the guilty into the brave with the stroke of a pen, justice betrayed. Pardons of January 6th, what do they show?
Welcome back to 6 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Stasha in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Stasha, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Well, first I want to reiterate that administrators and politicians have to get the heck out of the practice of medicine.
Yes. Yeah.
But what I called for is I'm really concerned about the Democrats' approach to this upcoming election. They, I think, are putting too much weight on people voting against the Republicans by voting for the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the Democrats need to have a pretty clear platform. They need to give something to vote for.
I agree.
If they had five bullet points, you know, education, health care, climate crisis, you know, whatever five they choose, and put those things on billboards and on the side of buses and have all their candidates speaking to that. I mean, we don't have the big media, but we do have the small media, and we have word of mouth. And I think at least give people something to hope for and vote for.
I agree, and the person who they should be emulating, in my opinion, is Zoran Mamdani.
Yes.
He is campaigning on a single word, affordability. Right. I mean, there's aspects to it, like, you know, getting control of rent and free bus rides and, putting small grocery stores in areas that are food deserts and all that kind of stuff. But it all comes under this one umbrella of affordability, and it's working for him. I mean, this guy's going to be the next governor or the next mayor of New York City. And I think he's going to do a great job. And I think he's a brilliant politician. And I think every Democrat in America should be using the word affordability like a tick. Let's have a copy of affordability. You know, they should just be spitting that word out at every opportunity. So I'm with you, Stasha. I'm with you. That's where I would put it at the top of the list. Pardon?
I hope they hear us, because it seems like a lot of people have been coming up with that suggestion, and I still haven't seen them act on it.
I agree. Well, you know,
we do what we can do.
We indeed. I was about to say something about Democratic leadership, but, you know, I think my positions are well known, and I don't need to repeat them. Sasha, thank you very much. Great to hear from you. Thank you. Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Brian, thanks for listening to KTRC. What's up?
Good afternoon, Tom. I wanted to comment on our traditional corporate media. And, you know, times are changing from what I hear many places. A lot, everything is pretty much moving to YouTube, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that traditionally they play the access game. You know, they play nice with politicians, let them put out their talking points. They don't ask them questions that are too hard. and then they'll come on their TV show.
Right.
But, excuse me, I think they need to just abandon that model, because I think Trump and others should be covered as actors. Instead of just letting them have the microphone in 45 minutes to ramble on, they should just tell their audiences what he did. Like today, he was at the UN. He made a 55-minute speech. Tell us how many lies he told. Tell us how many half-truths he told.
Yeah.
But we don't get any of that. We don't get any analysis.
No.
They'll, like CNN, they'll do a panel discussion. So you'll get three liberals and two conservatives or whatever. And then they'll bicker back and forth about what he meant and what he really said and not just that. But, you know, it's just a bunch of noise. And like this Tylenol fight that Trump started. I mean, that's his whole MO. He always starts fights. Because then he has the attention and people will pay attention to him.
And we're not talking about Jeffrey Epstein, by the way.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's also that piece, too.
And our media, our traditional media, just follows him down the road of all of his idiocracy.
Yeah.
And it's just stupid statements. And it just wastes so much time. I mean, I know that most of them, the big boys in media, they're really losing money on news.
Mm-hmm.
And they know if they go hard on Trump, it'll just cost them more money.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to do it. But, you know, it's like, when do you stand up and fight for your country?
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
It's
there has to, that moment has to come. It absolutely has to come.
And I have another perfect example. Like, mm-hmm. Trump just loved that trip to meet with the British royals. He just, mm-hmm. you could tell he just loves that.
Right.
Well, as many people know, King Charles is really pro-environmental issues. He's really up on the environment.
Yeah, that's been the focus of his princedom, or whatever it was, whatever you call that when he was prince.
His reign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, anyway, nobody bothered. You know, none of these big, fancy reporters with corporate media bothered to ask Trump or any of his minions, well, did the president talk with King Charles about the environment? You know, did Donald tell, you know, Chuckers that it's all a hoax? I mean, what happened? Was there any discussion?
Yeah.
Or was it just a nice dinner party with everybody got to wear their crowns and jewelry and expensive clothes and be put on videotape to show all the rabble?
Well, I think the bottom line was, you know, Trump is using tariffs to beat up countries so that they'll give him basically bribes. You know, Qatar gives him an airplane. Right. The UAE gives him $2 billion. You know, England gives him 3 days with the royal family and pomp and ceremony. But they're all the same thing. This is all, you know, bow down to Trump and please don't jack up our tariffs or please give us something. It's totally transactional.
And I'd
totally
like to hear your opinion. I'd like to hear your opinion on Alphabet, which owns Google and YouTube. And are they going to hold the line on free speech and free expression, or are they going to
I don't think they ever have. They're for both their search engine and their YouTube engine, they have algorithms. And from everything that I've seen over the years, their algorithm seems to skew to the right. I remember when they stopped spidering Alternet. Used to be the number one progressive news site, alternet.org. And it was a nonprofit. You know, a friend of mine, Jan Frel, used to run it. And Google stopped spidering it, and their traffic dropped by 70%, and it threw them into bankruptcy. They ended up selling to a for-profit company. So, you know, and that was like 10 years ago, a decade ago, more or less. So, it's a real challenge
we're sailing into uncharted waters.
Yeah, no, I'm getting it, but I can tell you, for example, you know, we've got a substantial presence on YouTube. We've got a lot of videos out there. We've been on YouTube for well over a decade. We do this show live on YouTube every day, in addition to a dozen other platforms. And if this was a right-wing show, I believe, I can't prove this, but I believe that if this was a right-wing show, that we would probably have 10 times the listenership that we have as a left-wing show because of their algorithm. And, you know, and I don't know if the algorithm is designed to just help right-wing or if it's that the right-wing is all, you know, cranked up about hate and rage and victim stuff, and the algorithm is tweaked for that. I'm guessing that that's probably the case, at least with YouTube, but I just don't know. So we'll see.
Well, God help us.
Yeah, there you go. Indeed. Yeah, I actually pray for my country, Brian. I think I encourage everybody else to, too. Brian, thank you for the call. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with more of your calls. The three pillars to good health: great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. If you snore, you not only will keep others from a restful night's sleep, but it can also be an underlying cause of other health issues. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that has a 91% success rate to stop snoring. I've tried it. It works. From now until the end of October, get a Zepa for you or someone you love and save $10 on limited edition pink Zepa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Plus, you'll get a free 30-day supply of Dr. Greenberg's breathable mouth tape. Go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards. Go to Zepa.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I cannot believe it's almost fall already. Where did the summer go?
I know, it flies by faster every year.
Well, I suppose you better start checking off the fall to-do list before you know it.
Shh, don't say the S word.
Snow?
Yes.
We live in Wisconsin, honey. It's coming. But we have to get the furnace checked. Remember that awful noise it made last year? Who should we call?
Your parents just had Tri-City Services install their new AC and said they did a great job. Let's call them.
All right, let me Google them. Wow, they have a 4.9 rating. And their website is calltricity.com. Easy to remember. Wait, they do plumbing now too?
Call Tri-City Services now to get a free quote on a new heating system. Visit calltricity.com or call Tri-City Services at 715-423-5840 today to get a free quote on a new furnace and receive $480 off. Or call for a system check before it gets cold. Remember, calltricity.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. President Donald Trump's March 25th executive order on elections, attempting to override the U.S. Constitution's grant of election authority to states and Congress, has so far been blocked by four of five lawsuits filed against it. A ruling in one of those cases, September 17th, allows a challenge from 19 states to move forward. The executive order would withhold federal funding from any state which does not implement the use of the National Voter Registration Form and mandate proof of citizenship documents, including a birth certificate, naturalization papers, a real ID compliant driver's license, or a U.S. passport. It would also end mail-in ballot grace periods, restrict ballot deadlines to Election Day, and withhold federal grants if they don't. States challenging the order include California, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Nevada, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin. U.S. District Court Judge Denise Casper issued a stay on Trump's order in June, saying the states had demonstrated a substantial risk that citizens would be disenfranchised. Her September 17th ruling confirms that the states have legal standing to contest the president's order and that they would be harmed, particularly by the withholding of Help America Vote Act funding. We've linked to the order and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
We'll be right back.
thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
There's a shadow on the nation, a chill in the air. A leader rises claiming he'll repair. But the cracks in the foundation, they're part of his plan to dismantle the democracy we built by hand. He calls and press the enemy, rewrites the truth, turns allies into traitors, empowers the uncouth. Courts packed with loyalists, the rule of law bans. Will we watch in silence as our freedom ends? Do not obey in advance, don't fall in line. When the strong man calls, remember the signs. Question the orders, resist the dance. Save democracy, not obey in advance. Women's rights.
Welcome back, 10 minutes before the hour. John in West Allis, Wisconsin. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Well, a lot of people might be wondering why the MAGAs and Trump just keep lying and lying and lying. And it's everything from stuff that's totally irrelevant to things like very dangerous lies, like the Tylenol thing, the climate change stuff, the vaccine stuff. And there's a historian by the name of Hannah Arendt, who has put it quite succinctly, and I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but it's something like that the purpose of the lie, all these thousands and thousands of lies, is not to get people to believe the lie, but to make it so confusing that people don't know what to believe anymore.
Correct.
They don't know right from wrong. They don't know truth from lies. And she points this out, as she studied the Nazis extensively, that the ideal subject of totalitarian rules, not a Nazi, not a communist, but it's a person who can no longer tell the difference between truth and lies, between right and wrong anymore. And that's where we are at in this country. That's what got Trump elected.
Yeah, that's your MAGA. That's your definition of of the MAGA cult. People in the MAGA cult. Excellent point. And Hannah Arendt. Is absolutely brilliant, and her writings on totalitarianism are classics. John, thank you. Well said. Thank you very much. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, greetings, Tom, good buddy. First off, I'm very glad Jimmy Kimmel is being brought back on the air, as he should. Now, how about doing the same for Stephen Colbert and restore him fully? I wonder how many people forgot that his show was to be canceled out in upcoming May, and we know now for the same doggone reasons because of Trump. And I'm very upset with the media right now, because when they first reported the story of Jimmy Kimmel, they're first going to say about comments that was made on his show regarding Charlie Kirk. Only thing he said was what the right-wingers were saying about Charlie Kirk's death, and Ronnie pointing the fingers towards the left, and they saying the radical left. Jimmy Kimmel was only reporting that, and that was just a couple of days after Kirk's murder.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, when he got suspended, it was only after Kimmel exposed the fraud that Trump is. Supposedly a friend of Charlie Kirk, and then he was asked by a media rep, how are you holding up on Kirk's death? And Trump says, I'm holding up fine. You know, we're doing this beautiful makeover in the White House, at the ballroom.
Yeah, I saw the clip.
So Jimmy Kimmel exposed the fraud that Trump was, and then after he was suspended, then you got the threats from Brendan Carr and saying that if you say something inappropriate about Trump, we're coming after you and trying to get people fired.
Actually, the Brendan Carr comments came before the suspension.
All right, so I stand corrected on that, but I know it's pretty quite close. But how the hell is it that you're going to turn around and make such a threat? You're on record, and then now they're, as they do with follow-ups of Jimmy Kimmel, they're going right back to the Charlie Kirk to Charlie Kirk correction that he made on Trump the first time around.
Yeah.
This is crap. Yeah. I'm so upset that, just as much as I'm so upset, and I'm Catholic, of what Timothy Cardinal Dolan saying that Charlie Kirk was like a hero. He was like St. Paul. Yeah. And he's based on what he's reading. I'd like to know what he's reading, because to me, it's from right-wing garbage. And we know the right-wing
garbage. I don't remember St. Paul saying that, the Civil Rights Act was a mistake and that Martin Luther King was a terrible human being and the black women don't have the brain power but they have to steal jobs from white women. I don't remember any of that. Michael, spot on. Thank you. Mike in Seattle. Hey, Mike, what's up?
I just a warning for people. The fiscal year ends in 7 days.
Yep.
And so 2026 starts in 8 days. So anything that was stopping in 2025 or starting in 2026, that's when it's going to happen, not the end of the year.
Correct. The fiscal year, the government's fiscal year runs October to September. Correct. So what's the point that you're making, Mike?
I heard people talking.
Why does that matter?
I heard people talking. People were worried that it was going to be at the end of the year, but the year that wasn't.
That what was going to be at the end of the year?
Something was happening some kind of problem with their ability to get certain things were disappearing earlier than they thought.
Are you talking about Medicare and stuff? That stuff.
Not Medicare. The other one, yeah.
Medicaid? Yeah, the Medicaid cuts don't kick in until January of 2027. And they did that specifically so that people would go to the polls in the election next year without the Medicaid cuts having kicked in, so they wouldn't realize what the Republicans had done to them. And Democrats have been trying to amplify that message. I mean, that's part of why they're saying that they're not going to fund the government and keep it open, is because Republicans are holding fast to the, no, we're going to cut Medicaid. But I don't think that message is going to get through because the media is just consistently not on the side of the Democrats. Mike, I got to run, but thanks for that. Good point. Thank you very much for making it. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Go to indivisible.org and sign up. We got some work to do here. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and to folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump addressed the UN today, criticizing the world body and asking what its purpose is.
I ended seven wars, dealt with the leaders of each and every one of these countries, and never even received a phone call from the United Nations offering to help in finalizing the deal.
Trump then met with Ukrainian President Zelensky and said NATO countries should shoot down Russian aircraft if they enter NATO airspace. Asked if the U.S. would assist.
Depends on the circumstance, but, you know, we're very strong toward NATO.
Trump was supposed to meet with Democratic leaders for talks on avoiding a government shutdown, but he canceled. Correspondent Allison Keyes.
President Trump is accusing Democrats of threatening to shut down the government unless they get radical left policies that nobody voted for. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, when you're finished ranting, we can sit down and discuss health care.
On Wall Street, stocks are lower. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.